Edwin was born Isaiah Edwin Leopold on November 9, 1886, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As a teen, he ran away from home to enter show business, using the two syllables of his middle name as his stage name. Wynn began in vaudeville in 1903, and by 1914, he was a star attraction in the Ziegfeld Follies. He went on to write, direct, and star in a string of Broadway revues. In the early 1930s, Edwin starred on The Fire Chief, a popular radio show sponsored by Texaco. In 1933, he launched his own radio network, but it failed rather quickly. MGM offered Wynn the title role of the Wizard in The Wizard of Oz in 1939, but he turned it down, opening the door to Frank Morgan, who took that role. On July 7, 1936, Wynn appeared with Graham McNamee, the announcer of Wynn's radio program, on an experimental television broadcast for NBC. In the 1949-50 season, Wynn hosted an award-winning comedy variety TV program on CBS. He would remain active in television for the rest of his career. In the late 1950s, encouraged by his son, actor Keenan Wynn, Wynn began to take on dramatic roles as well as his comedic characters. He was nominated for the Best Supporting Actor Oscar in The Diary of Anne Frank in 1960. Wynn worked with Rod Serling on four TV projects, two Twilight Zone episodes, a live presentation of Requiem for a Heavyweight, and a Desilu Playhouse episode titled The Man in the Funny Suit, also in 1960. In 1951, Wynn was the voice of the Mad Hatter in Disney's Alice in Wonderland. He went on to appear in more than a dozen Disney movies and programs, including the 1964 hit Mary Poppins. After a career that spanned nearly 65 years, Edwin died of throat cancer on June 19, 1966. His good friend, Red Skelton, said at the time, "His death is the first time he ever made anyone sad." On this track, you're going to hear Edwin as his character named Bubbles. The show was from a program that aired on February 12, 1935. It was like a radio vaudeville show broadcast before a live audience. Even though the show was on radio, Wynn insisted on performing the show in full makeup, full costume, and full set. Several years later, Wynn brought the character back, but this time he was called King Bubbles and he lived on Happy Island. It was a place that was filled with comedy and music. The show was only on the air for 6 months in the mid-1940s. This is the best example of vaudeville on radio. Most of the early radio performers, by the way, were vaudevillians. Some made the switch to radio and achieved stardom, others did not. They were mostly visual performers wearing lots of costumes and makeup and using a lot of props and sets, which was more conducive to television. Edwin tried radio and was semi-successful, but he did much better on television and in the movies because of the visual aspect of his performances. So here is Edwin as Bubbles on Heirloom Radio. Remember now, this is 1935, and it was recorded and broadcast before a live audience. This is Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I'm your host, John Lovering, and I do thank you for listening.
Yes, Bubbles.
I don't know if you've noticed it, but the newspapers lately have been so full of crime news.
Well.
Yeah, for instance, I just read about a woman who was arrested for bigamy.
Bigamy, huh?
Bigamy, yes.
Yes, bigamy. Bigger both of us, that's all right.
I gotta tell the face joke, you know. Now you got me all balled up. But anyhow, look, this woman was arrested for bigamy. It seems she married a short little fella who was classified 1A.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, you know what she did?
What?
She married a big, tall, 6-foot stretch who was classified 2A.
Well, what happened?
Well, they made her give up her 1A midget, but she refused to give up her 2A stretch.
I see.
Oh, that's a brother. I've got some much worse than that. You're waiting here.
Bubbles, you're really up on the crime news, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Say, Paul, did you read about that girl who stole an automobile? She stole an automobile?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. The only clue the police have is that she is a brunette. And that she dyed her hair red and bleached her hair blonde.
You say she stole an automobile?
Yes, and when the police sent out the alarm, you know what they said?
What?
They said, be on the lookout for a woman with a convertible top.
I see.
Oh, that
sounds like a really interesting case.
Oh, that's not any. So listen to this one.
Yeah?
Where did I tell you this one? A man right here in New York. Paul.
Yes?
Are you listening?
Oh, carefully.
He broke into a pawn shop and stole a pair of binoculars. He said he wanted to watch some girls across the street sunbathing.
Well, why should a guy want to watch a girl sunbathing?
Someday I must have a talk with this boy. But now,
wait a second, Bubbles. Tell me, why this sudden interest in crime news?
Why?
Yes, why?
Well, what do you mean? Didn't I tell you I applied for a job as warden of the new state prison?
No, you didn't tell me.
Oh, after all, I'm an expert on everything.
But you, a warden, Bubbles, all the way. You couldn't. That's the silliest thing.
There's somebody at the door. Come in.
Well, how do you do, Bubbles? I am State Senator McGarrett. Yes, sir, I have your application for the job of warden of state prison.
Did you say anything? Yes, and I'll make good for you, Senator, too. I really will. I will follow in the footsteps of such great crime experts as Sherlock Holmes, Philo Vance, Bulldog Drummond, and Sam Swinghopper.
Well, who is Sam Swinghopper?
My butcher.
Why? Now, wait a minute, Bubbles. What does your butcher know about the inside of a prison?
Where do you think he is now, in a taker's bath or something? I had Sam Swinghopper arrested myself only yesterday. He stole me a pound of horse meat.
Well, what makes you think it was horse meat?
Oh, that's the funniest. I knew it was horse meat. Because after I ate it, I spent the rest of the day rubbing my nose against a mounted policeman's sleeve, you know.
Well, Bubbles, I must warn you. I've got to warn you that this job as warden is very dangerous.
It is?
Yes. But report for duty next Monday.
All right.
Oh, by the way, I trust you haven't got a prison record.
Well, I was arrested once, you know.
Yes? Were you ever indicted?
Please. I haven't worn those things since I was a baby. Goodbye, Senator McGarrett, and thanks very much.
Say, Bubbles, I didn't know you were ever arrested.
Oh, it was nothing serious, Paul.
Really?
I once went to a ballet show and the police raided the place. All of us were taken to the police station, but later we were all released, including the 10 chorus girls.
Well, why did they let the 10 chorus girls go?
They had nothing on them. Now, Paul, let me get busy and start packing.
Okay.
I'll get my maid. Mercedes? Mercedes, where is that maid of mine?
All right, stop hollering, Bob. Oh. Here I am.
Well, now tell me, Mercedes, where have you been?
What to tell?
Well, I don't know. I just asked you.
I was in the kitchen listening to the Lone Ranger.
Is he on the air now?
No, he's in the kitchen.
The Lone Ranger's in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Probably just dropped in to polish his silver. Well, that's good. I just made that up. I'm not 30 years old yet. Well, anyhow, my friends, I just want you to know I've been appointed warden of the state prison.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a coincidence. My boyfriend Harvey is doing a slight 20-year rap in jail.
A slight one?
Yeah. How I love that man.
Well, tell me about him.
What's the tell?
I don't know. I want to hear it. I don't know.
Well, look. I got a letter from him here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they observe the rules of military secrecy where he is.
You don't say.
Yeah, yeah. The letter reads, February 3rd, 1945, somewhere in Sing Sing. Yeah, it says here, dear Mercedes, I've been doing a lot of thinking these past 11 years.
If I get to hear.
Mm-hmm. And I have come to the conclusion that you are the biggest.
Well, go ahead. The biggest what?
Well, I don't know. The next three words were blocked out by the censor.
Oh.
Oh, look, here's a picture of Harvey the day he checked into jail. Ain't he a romantic-looking guy?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Just look at him. Tall, dark, and handcuffed. He ought to transfer over to my prison, my friends. I'm going to introduce a lot of modern ideas, you know.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about him.
What's the tale? Some wardens preserve discipline by brute force. Some wardens use psychology. But when I take charge of the state prison, I'll surround myself with 500 soldiers.
What kind of warden do you call that?
A Montgomery warden.
interpretation of the toy trumpet.
When I become a warden,
yep.
I'm going to teach all my prisoners a useful trade.
Well, that's fine.
Don't you think that's a good
idea? That is wonderful.
For instance, in one prison out west, I hear that the convicts make ladies' petticoats out of old parachutes.
Well, how do they turn out?
Wonderful. On the bottom of each petticoat, it says count 10 before taking off.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can't wait to get started on my warden job. Because, I wonder who that can be. Come in.
Hello, Bubbles.
Oh, it's my next-door neighbor, Miss Pringle.
Bubbles,
yeah.
I heard you're taking a job as warden at the state prison.
That's right, yes.
Maybe you'd want me to come along and cook for the boys.
Oh, no, no, I'll do all the cooking that's going to be done. As a matter of fact, I just made out the first week's menu. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
On Monday, I'll make Spanish omelets, Tuesday, Chinese chop suey, Wednesday, we'll have Italian spaghetti, Thursday, French toast, Friday, Greek salad, Saturday, we'll have Hungarian goulash.
And on Sunday?
An American doctor.
Well, Bubbles,
yeah.
I'd like to help in some way.
No, no, no.
You know, I'm a school teacher.
Yeah.
Maybe the boys would like me to read them quotations from famous authors and poets.
Oh, I love poems. Do you know any quotations of famous...
Yes, I do. I have several favorite ones. Here's one of them. Upon the oven, I would often sit. One day I forgot that it was lit. Burns. Oh, Bubbles, I like that.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Oh, yes. Here's another one.
Oh, another one.
When a burglar's in the cellar and a loaded gun he's got, if I go down the cellar, I'm sure I would get shot. You go.
I gotta go her one better. I can't let her get away.
You try.
Here's my favorite poem.
All right.
I like to travel by railroad. To that, I must confess. But instead of taking a local, I always take an express. Twain.
Oh, Bubba.
Oh, now run along, Miss Pringle. And thanks very much for your great help.
You're welcome, Bubba.
That's Miss Pringle. She's lovely, but she's getting old. When she winks at me now, she has a lot of trouble opening her eye again. But where was I? Oh, yes, I was starting to pack my things and get ready so that... More company. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Bubbles. I just dropped in to congratulate you on your new job as warden of the state prison. I think it's a keen thing for you to be doing. Frightfully keen.
Bully for you, I say bully.
This must have come out from behind the wallpaper. Would you mind telling me where you live?
Oh, you'll make a grand warden. It's a crackerjack opportunity for you to do a bang-up job, and I'm rooting for your success.
Simply rooting. Rooting. Look at that guy, 190 pounds of non-essential material. You still have not told me where you live.
Yes, now I have some Jim Dondi ideas on how to run a prison.
Jim Dondi?
Yes, Jim Dondi. They came to me while I was relaxing in my tub this morning.
In your tub?
Yes. Yes, I tub every morning. Don't you tub?
No, no, I haven't got a tub. I think. Told me where you live.
Now, about my ideas. Here is just a random thought.
A random
thought. Yes, at random.
Yes.
Now, why don't we supply the prisoners with such magazines as Yachting, House Beautiful, and Hunting and Fishing? And for those men who are serving 99 years, life.
Personally, I think they would be more interested in liberty. Now, before we go any further, where do you live?
Now, to continue, I have another idea that is simply a pip. Now, I don't approve of prisoners playing such games as badminton, ping pong, and bean bog.
You don't approve of bean bog?
Not bean bog.
I'd like to play bean bog with his bean, that's what I like.
Now, to continue, I recommend a program that will include rifle practice, pole vaulting, and cross-country hike.
For prisoners.
Yes. Now, isn't that just a perfect Jim Dondi idea of a program? Utterly a pip.
Yes, it's a pip from a drip. That's what it is. Now, look here, amigo. You came here to tell me how to run a prison. Now, you let me tell you a story.
Oh, bully. Bully.
Well, we'll see. Now, here's the story.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there was a tiger who was very hungry. And he was looking for a duck in a barnyard, you know. But he could never find him. One day, the duck was hungry, and the duck found a piece of bologna, and the duck ate the whole piece of bologna. And it made him feel so good that he started to quack and make noise, and the tiger ate him. See? And he cracked the duck down, and he gobbled him up. The tiger ate him up. Now, that story has a moral for you, you know.
Well, what is the moral?
Don't open your mouth when you're full of baloney. That's what it is. Hello? State prison. All our guards are Yale men. This is a Bula Bula cooler. That's really what it is.
Hello, Warden Bubbles.
Yeah?
This is State Senator McGarrett again.
Yeah, recognize the voice. Yeah.
Yes. Now, Delby, how many prisoners do you have there?
Exactly 400. Correction, Senator, 399. That's what the public really wants today, escapist entertainment. Hello?
Warden, I just want to tip you off. The boys are planning a big riot at 12 o'clock tonight.
Oh, thanks for the warning. Who is this?
A little bird. Tweet, tweet, chirp, chirp.
Must be a stool pigeon. Where are those zoo guards that I hired? Come in.
Zoo guards reporting, sir.
About time. Name and experience, please.
David Elton, Redcoat, Northwest Mounted Police, 1939.
And you?
Leonard Holton, Bluecoat, New York City Police, 1941.
Glad to meet you. I'm Warden Bubbles, Housecoat, Kimball's Basement, 1898. Now, men, there's one thing that you've got to know. This is a very polite prison. All day long, the prisoners keep saying, pardon me. Now, look here. But tonight, you must be on guard. The prisoners are going to riot at 12 o'clock. Here, take these pistols, and whatever you do, don't drop them.
Why not?
They're liable to break, and the candy will fall out, you see? Dismissed, everybody. It's 10 minutes to 12. I must talk to the prisoners. I'll switch on the public address system.
Attention, all prisoners. Please limit your calls to 5 minutes. Come in.
Well, how do you do, Warden Bubbles?
Why, it's Jerry Wayne, the famous criminal lawyer. The prisoners are going to riot in exactly 8 minutes. Now, what do you want with me?
Warden, I beg you, release prisoner number 46721.
But,
he didn't mean to shoot his grandmother. Yeah. And suppose he did forge that check for $2 million.
Yeah.
You've got to let him go.
I see.
You hear me? You've got to let him go.
Let's back
him. Oh, please, Warden, on bended knees, I implore you. Open your heart and send this boy home to his dear old mother.
You have broken me down. I will let the prisoner go. And here, I'm going to give you your fee, 100 red points.
So what's the idea?
Well, I'd have to give 100 red points any place for that much ham. 6 minutes to 12, I'll take a look into the prison yard and see what's going on.
Hiya, Warden.
That's prisoner 512.
Hiya, Warden.
That's 513.
Hiya, Warden.
That's 514. That's the 515. I wonder what those guys will do to me when they start to riot.
Hey, Warden.
Yes.
Hey, Warden. Killer Joe Spaghetti just escaped.
That name is S-C-I-B-E-T-T-A.
You're better.
That's much better. Now, let's start from where you came in, then.
Hey, Warden.
Yes.
Warden.
Yes.
Killer Joe Scabetta just escaped.
I know. A man escapes from this prison every hour on the hour. But I don't care.
Why not?
Well, my clock is broken. That's the only way I can tell the time, you see. 4 minutes to 12. I'll see what the prison radio has to say.
Greetings, everybody in state prison. I want to say hello to my brother in cell block number 4, and I want to say hello to my cousin in cell number 98, and hello to my dear old father in cell block number 6, and hello to my uncle, my brother-in-law, grandpa, and my 2 nephews in cell block number 12.
And so ends another broadcast of One Man's Family. It is now 3 minutes to 12. I'd better make a tour of inspection.
Hey, Warden. Come here.
Oh, it's the notorious bank robber, Itch Benson.
Warden, how long do you know me?
7 years, Itch.
Warden?
Yeah.
Warden, I want to warn you to get out of here.
Why?
When us boys get the signal, we're going into action.
No kidding.
Nothing could stand in our way. We're going to crash right on through. Nothing's going to stop us.
Now it's 2 minutes to 12.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Are you Warden Buddy?
Oh, you gentle soul. Yes, are you a visitor here?
Yes. When will my husband, prisoner number 7352, be released?
7352? Why, he's getting out today.
Oh, at last, after 10 long years. Harry is a good man, and it's my fault that he's here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It all began with a silly argument. Mm-hmm. He came home one day and didn't hang up his hat.
Oh, my.
Well, one word led to another, and he struck me. I called the police and they put him behind these bars.
Well, now, don't cry. Don't cry, madam. By tonight, he'll be home again, you
see. Oh, dear, dear Harry.
Yeah.
I can picture him arriving home.
Yeah.
He'll open the door, throw his hat on the table and take me in his arms.
Beautiful.
I'll say, Harry, hang up your hat. And he'll say, I will later. Yeah. And I'll say, do it now. And he'll say, don't order me around. And I'll say, you starting that again, you skunk, it'll hit me. So I'll call the police, and they'll put him in jail, and that's where he belongs, the dirty, no good rat. He can stay here until he croaks.
My goodness. What a character. If she was a man, she'd make some woman a lousy husband. Well, that's the life of a warden for you. People come and people go. There's one that went. I know what this prison needs. Walls. I wonder what time it is. 12 o'clock.
All right, let's go.
My goodness. The riot's begun. God, I'm going out to talk to the men.
Oh, that Warden Bubbles, what courage. Look at him face those prisoners.
Okay, God, it's all settled. Sorry I took so much time.
What happened?
Well, those weren't prisoners trying to escape. They were the men who already escaped, and they want to get back into jail. They've been all over the country in every big city from coast to coast, and now they've come back.
But why should they want to come back to jail?
Well, it's the housing shortage. Not one of them could find a place to live.
Thank you.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. That means I gotta go. And I want to thank you for listening in to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I hope you'll come back again. This is John Lovering saying so long for now.